doing today?
Please do let me know. You can hear me all right. You can hear everybody all right. Hopefully nothing screws up too bad. Did I remember to mute my stuff? Fuck no, I didn't.
Nope.
Immediate answer.
Like a herald from the heavens, the universe says, Chaz, thou hast fucked up.
You can't hear Josh. It's a...
Ah, yes, no, perhaps perhaps I should explain a bit. Our dear friend Josh is currently in Italy right now. Yeah, doing things way more interesting than we are. So I am going to take over.
Like five people leave.
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised. People love Josh. He is slick as fuck.
We only have four viewers. Five people leave.
Josh is currently in Italy doing things far more interesting than we are. He'll be back next session, I believe. But for now, I'm going to take over Clive McLean's shadow and do my best. And if I fail, we always have the indomitable Coolimp here in chat. Good evening, everybody. I see Coolimp. I see Yusuf. I see Mazzy Chartzar. Who else we got? Masturbating in public? Maybe. I mean... who knows what them weirdo Europeans do?
He's just looking for an honest man.
Commander Root, good evening. Electrical Skateboard, good evening. As always, we are deeply, deeply grateful to have you all here. So, previously on Wraith the Oblivion, Adam, John Titus, one of your greatest, most powerful fetters, was taken. Oh, hey, Shiny Mewy! Adam, did you finish your fish milk?
Who's that?
Exactly. Previously, one of Adam's most powerful fetters was taken by somebody that he knows certain. Was taken by somebody that he knows for certain to have a gambling problem. He ran to Francis Dumas, whom he knows has the power to avenge himself upon the living, who promptly started making out with his boyfriend and kind of ignored you. Xavier, Miles Bryce, last time... you were brought a missive by an agent of Sue, the Anacreon of Fate, who had discovered a lead as to how your shall we say, apprentice Wraith, Anne Rayleigh, had perished. But, rather than tell her so, you continued on to your original destination of the place where you believe you died. Basically your brother-in-law's house. And Tom, Clive McCullen, you, perhaps most excitingly of all, was outfitted with a brand new set of armor and enlisted into the Legion of the Grim. So, Yay. You are basically joining a patrol that will keep the peace for the hierarchy around Atlanta and Little Five Points.
Oh, you got your work cut out for you, bud.
No.
Well, I mean, they're already dead. There can't be shootouts, for the most part.
Okay, so
my aching hand.
Adam, did you finish your fan fiction between Clive and his addiction to loving his sword hand? So, Yusuf actually asked me last time if we had open submissions for Carlo Martino fan fiction, and I told him that window is always open. So, yeah, let give that to us. We'll read it on air.
Fan fictions, fan art. We'll throw it up on the videos.
And, you know, if you want credit or not, that's fine, too. I understand. Some shit can be very depraved.
Okay. So let's be a little democratic about this. I'm going to ask everybody to roll me 1d10.
Okay.
I guess that's not democratic at all. That's purely by chance. We will let the dice vote.
That's arguably theocratic.
Oh shit, it's slash R, right?
Yes. I mean, you can just use the macro. It doesn't really matter if you succeed or not.
Yay! 5, 6, 7. And starting with Adam.
Oh, Adam, boy, alright. Get ready to take a nap.
Well, not you, Tom, because you're the shadow and you need to fuck with him as much as you can.
Fuck you, Tom.
Besides, this gives me more time to find where the fuck I wrote down the names of your fucking Legionnaire mates. So, shit, I think we froze.
Yep.
Well, poopies, I hope they can still hear us. You know what? Let me try something.
Shiny Mewy, please. It's holy balls. Lag.
It's because I was still running Premiere in the background. Because I was I chopped a little bit out of last night's live stream, and it was...
They can hear us.
Okay. Well, we are going to try to get visual back ASAP.
I mean, okay. That's really what they watch us for.
All right, we're moving again on our end, so I'm hoping they'll be able to see us momentarily.
Holy babbles, Batman. Ah, yes. We had a conversation about which is the best Batman in the television and cinema. The most accurate Batman.
Kevin fucking Conroy.
Wrong.
He's a great Batman.
But he's not the most accurate.
Okay, accurate to what? Because Adam West was pretty fucking accurate back in the day, too.
Yes, Adam West is the correct one. Because which Adam or which Batman had a gadget for every situation, no matter what?
Fucking shark repellent. Okay, you got me there.
Not only like that, that's the famous scene, right? But people misremembered. They say it's in his belt he was carrying. No, that was in his helicopter. Which means he was ready to fucking fight sharks in the air.
Okay.
For those of you that are curious, I finished Adam's Werewolf.
Yeah, I've told them, dude. I've told them 100 times that Xavier has finished it. I think it's just Adam's third meme at this point. He's got the dick sucking. He's got holy moly, that's a big cannoli, Martino. And he's got has he finished it? So Adam, I think you are de facto the most popular member of CAFCON. You enjoy that.
That also mean I don't finish in bed.
But
so it's like...
that's kind of how like Hitler's the most famous German. So you take the good with the bad.
Cool imp. That must suck for jacking off. Never finish. Just constantly edge yourself.
If that's what you're into, man.
On the plus side, his waifu hug pillow, remarkably clean.
And very satisfied.
We just lost a viewer. Okay, so.
Quick, start talking about hentai.
All right,
we
so.
We know how to do this.
Tuxedo mask hug pillows.
Oh my god, that's another fucking bizarre phenomenon.
They don't exist anymore.
They're okay. So. What? John Titus, you went, of course, seeking Francis Dumas' help. Francis Dumas right now is skin riding his ex-boyfriend. As his ex-boyfriend is
going to call it something else. Skin surfing.
That is canonically the term.
We know, but
skin ride.
But I mean,
I think it's supposed to make I think it's supposed to make the hair stand up a little bit. All right. So he is currently skin riding his ex-boyfriend as he is making out with a priest that was just bellowing an anti-homosexual sermon to one and all. And it instantly becomes apparent that Mr. Dumas is probably not going to help you much.
Like,
just suck his dick already. Let's go.
Works for me every time. Like, oh, look, we started talking about second dicks and the one viewer came back.
Yes!
It always fucking works. Okay. What do you do here, Adam? It appears that you're going to be left to your own devices to deal with this guy that just stole your fetter.
Like, I guess I can deal damage to myself? And then,
Well, I guess I'll just kill myself.
Oh, so you can use the ability. Okay, I was why would you do that?
It's like, hang over capacity. Yeah.
That is true. You absolutely can, like, inflict corpus damage on yourself. And you then have the ghost smack available.
Just go through a wall.
Now, see, here's the trick. Here's the trick, right? When you take corpus damage, willingly or unwillingly, you become intangible for a number of rounds equal to your stamina. Oh, wait. Cool Imp of the Shadow is coming in hard tonight.
We have invincibility for a few seconds after we get hit.
Not invincibility, fucking intangibility.
Well, we're ghosts anyways. What does it matter?
Phasing through shit versus not phasing through shit.
Okay, but what does the game define as phasing through shit?
So you can walk through walls, you can go through solid objects, and I do believe like physical weapons can't hurt you. However, stuff like Barrow Flame or certain, I want to call them disciplines, Arcanoi. Certain Arcanoi will still be able to hurt you for a number of rounds.
But I can't tell if the chat is just shitting on Adam right now.
it's like middle school all over again.
Oh, Adam, I need to give you a hug, buddy. I'm sorry. You guys love Adam, right? We all love Adam here.
Well, I've
never finished middle school.
That's still in middle school, guys. Damn it.
He never finished. Charlie, can you tell me the dark my dark passion emotions tied to them?
Yes, I can.
Or for Adam's shadow, I should say, not my shadow.
Right. I understood the question. You want to know what dark passions you have access to?
Yeah, I know her girlfriend is lust, because that was the obvious one.
Okay. Her girlfriend is lust, destroy computer is shame.
I thought so.
And hurt circle mates is anger.
I don't know why. Like, under what fucking circumstances you developed this?
He just met us.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, I mean, so it's implied that he got this before he met us, right?
I guess it could be construed as hurt anyone close to me, or that tries to get close to me.
That doesn't save him from being an asshole.
I mean, it doesn't. Absolutely not. I'm just trying to rationalize a bit.
You can't rationalize John Titus?
I mean, he's more rational than some of your other characters, Adam.
My new doctor, the shotgun surgeon.
I didn't tell them that story. I have not told the chat this story. So we have a new Adam story. Who's interested? In the meantime, what would you like to do, Mr. Titus?
I guess like wait for a patient like and then how many amount of time that you finished, bro? But then I'm like, I guess he's not responding.
Yeah, there's no response. He is a.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can really get his attention.
Suck his dick.
That too.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
All right, 2 out of 6.
So raised.
That is at least a third of our chat wants to hear this Adam story. So,
2 out of 6. Majority rules.
So if you guys have been watching my, I think it was the Vampire Redemption stream, where I basically caught everybody up what was going on in our Vampire the Masquerade home game. The Salubri arc, she had ceased becoming a nonsense, or a nuisance. So, I wanted to restructure the Chronicle, give it a new, theme, mood, really, really get it back to its roots. So, we figured, hey, let's put it on the shelf for a while. You know, it'd be fun. Let's play something we haven't played in a while. So, I gave the guys a choice between Dungeon Crawl Classics and Call of Cthulhu, and we ended up playing Call of Cthulhu. So, now, if you're not familiar with Cthulhu, the way it works is it is a percentile system. Your stats, your skills, will usually go between 1 and 99, and if you roll a set of percentile dice underneath a stat, you succeed. But God forbid you roll 100. If you roll 100, you shit the bed. You have fucked up. It is the worst possible fucking thing to happen. So I'm running this module for Call of Cthulhu. Josh is playing this weird fucking like a Steve Irwin crocodile hunter, like exaggerated to the nth. Miles or Xavier is playing like a con man. Clive McCullen is a Tom. I'm sorry. I see the names. Tom is playing a parapsychologist, and Adam is like this shady doctor. How many times in a row? What? They're cool. So Adam is the shady.
I think he's gonna ask how many times he rolled 100, which that also is funny in its own right. We'll get to that in a minute.
So, I'm running this this scenario. I think it's called A Little Bit of Knowledge from the Miskatonic University sourcebook. And there's this one part where the coterie has to get into a dorm room to look for evidence. But the police have stationed a cop outside because there's evidence inside for an active case going on. And the scenario says, you know, you role play with the cop a little bit, maybe make a couple rolls, and he'll let you in for a couple minutes. So how do you think our guys got in? Tom had immediately fucked off. He was off chasing down plot threads, leaving Josh, Xavier, and Adam sitting outside the door.
Like a nerd.
Why does that sound like so negative?
What?
Chasing down plot threads.
No, you are actually doing your job. You are the only one fucking actually doing your job. So Josh decides that he is going to go into an empty dorm room and fire off his gun to lure the cop away from the door. Which, of course, a cop hears a gunshot where a murder just occurred. He's going to go check. So I tell Josh, roll your hide against the cop's fucking perception. He rolls bullshit. The cops finds him instantly. Now, we had, over a couple rolls, we had established this cop probably not too smart. So, he finds Josh, points the gun at, what are you doing? Was that just you who fired? Josh manages to convince this cop that the racist Peruvian flying jumping spider, which is incredibly rare and incredibly poisonous, is on the loose on the university campus, and he is trying to kill it. Lincregus, how's it going? Good evening to yourself. We will resume Wraith right after an Adam story. Cop buys it and starts trying to help Josh find the spider. While this is going on, Xavier is trying to see if Adam has drugs on his person, which he usually does. Literally the first thing he was doing in this campaign was writing himself a prescription for morphine. So I start having him make luck rolls, and this is where I got the house rule of I roll percentile dice, you roll under me to see if you have something. I lifted it right out of Cthulhu. Now, I have no fucking earthly idea what they want to do with these fucking drugs, right? I'm used to going with it at this point. So, they're like, Xavier says, Adam, do you have, you know, morphine? Rolls luck. No. Adam, do you have cocaine? Rolls luck. No. Adam, do you have heroin? Rolls luck. 100. So I think to myself, as the keeper, what is the worst possible fucking thing that could happen right now? Because he got that 100. And it occurs to me that Adam had heroin on him and accidentally injects himself as he goes to reach for it. It is worth pointing out,
by the way, he is at the moment high on morphine and cocaine prior to that incident.
So this is the third drug that he has ingested this night. Adam, roll constitution. 98. Adam starts overdosing. The cop comes back. He sees Adam on the floor convulsing, choking on his own puke. Xavier is still rifling through his pockets trying to find fucking drugs. The cop looks down at Adam and goes, oh my god, he must have got bitten by the spider. So he picks Adam up, starts running like hell for the infirmary, and that is how the team got in the fucking, in the dorm room. The end.
Like a boss. This is actually completed.
So guys, Lincregus was actually somebody that I believe joined our stream last night for my vampire stream. So welcome back. Glad to see you again, buddy. We were just in the middle of... Was Adam's character trying to pull off Chris Farley?
No, he didn't die.
Now I'm sad.
Too soon?
I hope not.
All right, Adam. So, yes, you are getting no response from Francis Dumas. You are going to have to, you are going to have to basically solve this one on your own.
Ay, Dios mío.
Oh, now it should, I should point out, just for ruling's sake, it's not any kind of damage that renders you, incorporeal.
Also still not dead.
It's if you get hit by a solid object in the skinlands. Understand what I mean? So if you get hit by a rock or a baseball or a speeding car, you go incorporeal. Or if you choose to do corpus damage to yourself, you can pass through shit. But, like, getting hit by a Legionnaire sword, that's straight damage. Getting hit by a Spectre's claws, straight damage. You're gonna find out.
Yeah. It's a lot of dick jokes.
This is from Vampire, though, but yeah. I'm gonna just head over to the, what's it called? I guess the nearest hospital. It's my nearest spot. Vladimir's
on it.
Sorry, what was that, buddy? One more time.
I'm gonna head to the nearest hospital. Just to, I guess, give a person who's dying some more time to live, I guess, with my...
Why are you doing this?
Wait. Oh. Are you gonna demon them?
I ask as your shadow, what the fuck are you
what
doing?
What are you doing?
I'm gonna give them health so I can have less health.
Why? What? Well, for what reason?
So you're gonna go to the hospital, right?
Give somebody
hurt yourself by transferring your health to them or some shit. I don't know.
Yes.
And then you're gonna go do what after that?
Find my ring, I guess.
Now here's a question. After you get to the hospital, actually, let's not even think about the hospital. Now that you're here, how are you going to track down this janitor with a gambling problem that just stole your fetter?
Well, I asked if we could track down the fetter because it's our fetter, or is that not possible?
That's true. Never mind. That's right. You have a preternatural sense of where it is. I fucking forgot. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're gonna head to the hospital then?
Yeah, head to a hospital. Yeah, the nearest one. Saving them from my fate. Yes.
All right. Let's borrow that house rule from Cthulhu one more time. Would you give me a D100 roll, please?
Come on, 100. Keep up the trend, Adam.
If he would have had the best D&D dice the other night. But for Cthulhu decided he'd go fuck himself.
Well, you see, he would have rolled low if it was D&D.
70?
Ah, barely.
Okay. So, I'm going to say that your path to the...
That's exactly my point, Mazzy. That's why I'm bewildered.
Ha-ha. The tables have turned, Shadow.
So I'm going to say that your path to the nearest hospital actually takes you back across Average Joe's gym. And when you get there, you are quite surprised to see that there is an ambulance already parked outside. The red and blue lights flashing and painting the walls all around it with the crimson and cyan of the bright lights.
Yeah, I'll take a look inside and see, I can just stop here.
Yes, you can just stop here and we can go do something useful.
Oh yes, speaking of our viewers naming things for us, New Wave Masquerade has named the man that Murphy Fierro killed after the hotel incident Jasper. His name is Jasper. Which one? The one that Adam is famous for, Tom.
Okay.
Oh, hotel. I'm thinking of a harpy.
No,
the motel.
Yeah, the motel after the.
His name was Jasper. Yeah, oh, Jasper. Does the chat know about our nebulous fucking NPC that shows up in every campaign, Officer Hank?
Yeah.
I don't think we have explained to them, Officer Hank. Would you like to explain to them, Officer Hank, the CAFCON officer, Jenny?
with how our campaigns usually go, as everyone's seen by now, mostly everyone, our characters will tend to get in trouble with the law. And usually, the first responder gets the short end of that stick. So we decided to name every first responder Sad Sack to be part of the same family line and named the same as Officer Hank. So every time you see an officer who just gets reamed in our campaigns, you can always assume, or if you hear about it, that it's Officer Hank.
To be fair, Officer Hank has already made a an appearance on CAFCON. He was the officer Josh dominated into masturbating in the middle of the street.
Josh dominated him into masturbating.
Yeah.
All right, so when you approach the ambulance, you can see that there's this big crowd gathered in the parking lot. And, well, yes, that's basically what you see. This big crowd gathered in the parking lot at the back of the ambulance. What do you do, John Tate?
Honestly, like, I want to see if they're, like, pulling somebody in the ambulance.
Okay.
No, they just have the lights on for fun.
Let's see. Clive McLean, John Titus. Okay. So, you sort of, kind of, meander your way through the crowd as best you can. And there is basically this huge smear of blood on the ground. Roy Fletcher, the man that stole your ring, is now breathing very heavily as he is being lifted onto a gurney and pushed in the back of the ambulance.
Like, at least I know where he's going now.
Could you give me an intelligence medicine, please?
I can help you with that.
I don't need help.
I think you do.
I'm barely certain you should take my help.
Yeah, you wanna do this right, don't you? You don't want to be a failure like you always are.
Joke's on you, Shadow.
Are you gonna take his offer?
Yeah. No, I'm good. I got the one success.
Okay, he is, one success on intelligence medicine.
It's like, yeah, he's, might die.
He might, but, he's still breathing and he has medical attention.
Oh, looks like you're not needed here, just like in life. Let's go.
Well, I'm just gonna guess, what's it called, like, I'll just, like, jump in the ambulance with him,
Okay.
There's already a spirit in there just like, hey man, get your own place.
You've been fooled. We fooled you. We started with time.
So, Lynn Kriegis, we are actually playing on Roll20, and we use the dice roller on Roll20. It shows up in our chat, and... I wanted to ideally put it somewhere on the overlay, but I couldn't find a whole lot of real estate. Yusuf, yes, I assume you're referring to Josh not being here. Josh is actually in Italy right now.
Training to be a Giovanni.
Oh, you're out of here, Shiny? Well, I certainly hope you have a great night. Sword arm guy, you mean Tom?
Clive McCullen.
Oh, my aching arm.
It's Ike.
Yeah, right? No, Josh is fucking awesome. Like, he is... I would say he is definitely the sophisticated one, maybe comparatively to Tom.
Just compared to you, Tom.
No, what I mean is, like, Tom and Josh are, like, the highbrow members of the group. And then you just kind of... get down to us eventually.
You say we're B-class, Chaz?
Yeah, we're all shit tier.
What about V20 there, Lynn Kriegis? Yes, we do play V20.
Yep.
Perhaps one day you can join the game. We can all join and just have a marvelous clusterfuck of nothing happening. Just like right now.
Well, Charlie, you've run games with 9+ people, right?
Oh my god.
Will we have 3 different characters each?
That was stupid.
I do believe my record is 12, and yes, I have.
That was
how many people are in chat? Maybe we can get them in on a game.
Well, no, not just 12. One of those people was 3.
Yeah.
Not like 3 as in there was 9 people and his others made 12. No, there was 12 people and one of those 12 had 3 characters.
I was just learning how to DM. It was dark days of tabletop gaming, but I fucking did that shit, man. I stepped up.
Oh my god.
Oh, no. Roll20. Roll20.net is a virtual tabletop that we use for the dice rolls, and it's actually where our cameras and whatnot are coming from. Okay. Who was the next highest roll? We had Tom. All right, so we're just going around in a circle tonight.
We're going counterclockwise.
I am very much working on a way that we can get to play with our viewers. I'm not sure what format I'll take. I've got a lot of really great suggestions from a lot of people. I'm working on it. It's very likely that it'll either end up being some kind of play-by-post or, like, what do they call it?
Huh?
No, just come join a Roblox game.
Just go buy a real game.
Well, yes. So we can do Jackbox, right? And I've always wanted to, but like people want to play World of Darkness with us. I come up with lots of ways they can play other shit with us, but this is hard, especially since I don't have a lot of time to run games, and you guys don't have a lot of time to show up to games. Anyway, Mr. McCullen, you are currently. As long as there's an RPG.net, I could play by post. I mean, I don't usually do anything on RPG.net. My preferred place to play by post is Gamers Plane, which is a website I recently discovered, and I enjoy it quite a bit. So, you're on the beat. You are on patrol with your squad, your armor, sort of clanking through the streets of Atlanta, still in the mid-mornings. As you watch the still living people in the Skinlands going to and fro about their business. What happened on RPG.net, Coolim?
Or if you're not legally allowed to tell us, I guess private messages.
Well, just close in the comments.
Man. I read that as Pomeranian.
I have a Pomeranian there. It started off as a ghoul, and it's now a full-fledged 7th-generation vampire. Don't ask me how. I completely understand, Cool Imp. I am also sometimes banned from places for being me.
That's because you're unapproachable.
I am unapproachable, allegedly.
You know what? I've always liked you.
I'm sure I might like you less or more in person, but as far as this relationship goes, you're all right.
As far as never having actually spoken to you, you're a pretty cool guy. Okay, so.
I like you by proxy.
All right, Tom, so as you're sort of like falling in, marching with your patrol, what are you doing? What is going through your mind? Sort of take me to the mindset of Clive McCullen.
Think of that of a child. just living out a childhood dream at this point. But I did want to ask, what was the armor and the value that I got? Because I thought I wrote it down, but I guess I lied to myself.
I believe you chose the one that gave you 2 extra soak dice and did not impose a dex penalty.
I lied to myself double. Never mind.
Maybe it's your shadow at work, Tom.
Double lie.
You lied to me, Shadow. I can never trust you.
Never again.
All right. So eventually, you
looking for injustices.
Sorry?
Looking for injustices to right with my justice.
Justice Punch? Or Justice Tooth?
Justice Tooth.
I forgot about that.
All right, so eventually, you continue down the street, and around the corner, another patrol of Legionnaires turns. They see your group. They're maybe number one less than you, but rather than a, where do we have, fifth member at this point, they have this massive, hulking, dog-like creature about the size of a man that prowls low to the ground on these overly muscular, angled joints, sniffing, its mouth encased in this soul-steel contraption that keeps it shut as it just sniffs and flits around with these horrible, all-too-human-like eyes, glancing around with a very paranoid nature.
The goodest boys never skip the gym.
Except on leg day.
As the second patrol approaches, your commander, Garrett Hemsley, goes and approaches the one holding the chains of the dog-like creature, and they begin speaking back and forth. Doesn't particularly seem like anything of import, as they're mostly just mumbling about how quiet it's been today. What do you do? Yeah, this is the closest that Clive McCullen has ever gotten to one of these beasts. You've seen them around.
I have. But
yes.
Are they like the zombie dogs from Diablo that the witch doctor summons?
I'm unfamiliar.
They look silly.
I think I played Diablo 3 once, and I was... I want to say it was the Necromancer, but they didn't have the Necromancer in Diablo 3 right off the bat.
Witch doctor, wizard, demon hunter... monk, and the Crusader was added. And I guess the Necromancer was added later?
I know for sure I played the Necromancer in Diablo 2, and that's probably what I'm thinking of, but I never played 3 too much.
I'm not too fond of the series. Well, I'm not too fond of the genre, I should say.
Oh, I was just like, what did Diablo do to you, Tom?
Anyway, I'll turn to probably the more level-headed of the
two cavaliers. That would be, okay, you wanted, so you have three patrol mates. You have Timothy Anderson, the soldier that fought for the North before he died. You have Wesley Carlisle, the soldier that fought for the South. And you have Skart MacArthur, the guy that kind of stays out of both of them.
Oh. What was the South fucker?
The South fucker was Wesley Carlisle.
All right, Willie it is.
Willie. Wonka.
Okay. I'll turn.
Test its metal.
God damn it. Not the chat. Not this time. I'm for once free of someone telling me just fight everything.
Yeah. Fight them. Kill them. Just do it.
Just have super violent shadows. Except Adams. You suck dick. Anyway, I'll turn to Scott and... I say I don't recall seeing a beast of that ilk when I was alive.
Oh... Vargas don't exist in the Skinlands, buddy. No, that's something they invented down here.
Vargas. Is that his name?
Well, truth be told, I don't know if anybody remembers what his name was, including him. They, foliate those things. Truth be told, I'm not entirely certain where they come from, if they're prisoners, or if some people are just so dedicated they volunteer to become that, but, I don't want to be one, I'll tell you that much. Very, very, very certain. Damned effective, though. Damned effective. Those things can sniff out specters a mile away.
Though they seem to be hard to control if they need such restraints.
He sort of shrugs. I've never been assigned to one. Barghest pack, that is, but, I'm not sure. Again, I'm not sure I want to be. Those things creep me right the hell out. And you can tell he's a little, backing off a little bit as the thing starts chuffing nearer, and the captain of the other patrol doesn't really do much to pull it back as it sort of stalks up to you guys, pressing its nose against the both of you.
I will stand my ground.
Okay, you can see that Timothy doesn't like this thing too much. It's not really reacting towards him too negatively, but he's like trying to keep as safe a distance as he can.
But yeah, falter.
This hulking dog-like creature just moves up to you, drawing in as much of your scent as it can before quickly losing interest and sniffing around his way back to his own patrol.
What? Fucking not Michael Vick. Fuck off, Coolimp.
We love you, Coolimp. I don't know if we want to be known as the channel that tells our viewers to fuck off.
I say that to people who I know can handle it. Because okay. They got tougher skin than... Wah, you hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. You just never know.
Show me your honor.
So what does Clive do at this point?
I challenge him to a duel, and I pull out my duel disc. I'll send him to the double Shadowlands. What I would if I was a mummy. Anyway,
Mummy, coming soon, 2020.
That's gonna be a hell of a chronicle.
So the commander's talking to Commander Mark II?
Yeah, basically. Or you can call him the Barghest Commander if you wish.
I like Electric Boogaloo. I'm gonna try to listen into what the hell they're saying.
Sure thing. So you sort of get up close, and it's not real hard. They're mostly kind of just shooting the shit and touching bases. Have you guys seen anything? No. Have you seen anything? Not a whole lot. And then all of a sudden, the Barghest, its eyes go wide. It perks up its haunches. It cranes its neck in a particular direction to the northwest and just unleashes this deep, booming growl, this guttural fucking rumble from within its throat, and starts pulling its chain like a wild animal. And you can see the two commanders and even the rest of the patrols are taken aback a bit.
I'll unsheath my sword and exclaim, "Why did I do this?
Why down, did you do sword it? Hands."
At this point, the commander of the other patrols whispers but one word. He looks back at his guy, looks back at the other commander, and says, "Spectres." And the other patrol begins bolting. Helmsley turns back. Turns back to you guys. "We're on backup, boys. Let's go." And the patrol starts moving out, following the Barghest.
What the hell, Coolimp? why is all of a sudden my character a dog fighter?
This is it.
Anyway, I'll go.
Okay.
So I'll man the vanguard.
All right. So you're sort of tromping behind your team, bringing up the rear, manning the vanguard.
Isn't the vanguard in front?
Oh. Yeah, that's a good point. The Vanguard does go first. They're the spear point. You are, you're bringing up the rear. Fuck it. Anyway.
Oh. Haha. Fuck you, Tom.
Well, no, not fuck you, but they have to follow the bar guest to know where it's going. Bar guest is Vanguard. Anyway.
Haha, fuck you, Clive.
Aww.
So that familiar voice of your sword hand begins roiling in the back of your mind. Oh, this is exciting, isn't it, Clive? You're finally going to see some action.
That's right, sword hand. And you'll be right there with me.
You're not scared, are you?
Never.
Well,
I'm too dumb to be afraid.
What if you're not as good as you've made yourself believe? Wouldn't this be a hell of a time just to get sent straight to oblivion on a specter's claws, knowing that the last sentient thought in your mind was that you failed at the one thing that you tried practicing your whole life, just like you did right before you died? That would really sting, wouldn't it?
That's why I'm not allowed to anymore.
Oh, by whose orders, may I ask?
My own.
Oh, but didn't you say that last time before Bonnet stuck that blade right into you? Did you already forget how that felt? I forget. Which one burned worse? Was it the wound itself or your pride falling apart? I remember they were both pretty heavy.
Swordhand, why do you hurt?
Well, I hurt because you tell me to, Clive. I mean, isn't that the way it goes? You swing your blade, you try to prove yourself to the world, and I guess in the end it never means anything?
That's why I'll make my mark on this world.
Gee, Swordhand, you're being pretty... You're not as murdery, but lighten up, would you?
I like this shadow more because it's not trying to make me fight and make me into a dog fighter too.
Well, Clive, I certainly hope you can make your mark on this world. I mean, if nothing else, there's always room for you in Oblivion, right? You can be with all the other nameless souls just like you were in life.
I'll make my mark here, Swordhand. Just you wait. And then I'll take my battle to the abyss and make my mark there.
And come back to the Skidlands.
All right. And with the shadows' restrained bemusement in the back of your mind, you tromp off to combat, to enforce justice. Miles Bryce, when last we left you, you were en route to your brother-in-law's. Yes. So,
I hope you find him dead.
He was actually the guy was the janitor.
Now, I will remind you, Adam. You are on duty. You are the shadow here.
Yeah, true.
So, Mr. Bryce, you arrive at your brother-in-law's house, and it is still surrounded by police tape. You as you sort of near it. It's not the best neighborhood. Like we said last time, he sort of lives in Central, just outside of, you know, where they start actually building houses. And the paint's peeling a little bit, and the roof and the shingling haven't been tended to in quite a while, but that is the least of its worries, as there are massive, massive holes punched straight through the walls in several locations. The door is ripped completely free from its hinges and thrown into the front yard. And again, police tape ensnares the whole premises like a winding snake.
Wait, was the door ripped off before or after my death?
Well, you don't remember it being like that before. So, okay.
So
after or during?
Okay. In which case, I'm going to go investigate. I'm going to tell Anne to stay here.
Sure about that? I mean, that place doesn't look super trustworthy.
That's exactly why I don't want you going in there.
What if you need help?
Just like your daughter.
I'm going to find my daughter. I can't have two girls with me. I can only add to one right now. I can't double dad.
You could you could double dad if you never try hard enough. You focus on your job too much. That's what you're doing now.
You know what, voice in my head? I don't need to hear this from you. I've heard it from my wife. Ex-wife. Till death do us part. Oh, wait. Oh, no, wait, no. What if you're both dead? I don't know what the rule is on that. Anyways. Gonna go inside.
Okay. So Anne just kind of dejectedly crosses her arm. Yeah, well, just don't die again. Because you're so good at stuff. And she'll just sort of sit there on the curb. Wait for you to get back. I still don't know anything about this world, you know. Can't do anything without you, but yeah, go ahead in the murder house by yourself.
Man, she's teenagering at you really hard.
I know, God. I'm glad I wasn't there for my daughter, so I didn't have to go through that.
Like, it's such a good father figure, I see. Just let them fend for themselves in the bad neighborhood.
So you sort of duck under the police tape. And you make your way inside. Can I have perception awareness, please?
Wasn't dice?
No, go fuck yourself, voice in my head.
You don't want to sell me death sticks.
Two successes.
So when you cross into the house, you know that feeling when you're outside on a hot summer's day and then you suddenly walk into an air-conditioned house or like a Walmart with an industrial AC blowing?
Every morning when I go to work.
Okay. That's kind of what you feel when you enter the house, except it's not cold. It's not even a temperature. The air in here just feels dirty. There's something off about it. And it's tangible. The minute you cross that threshold, just instantly, just goosebumps. The hairs on the back of your neck stand up. You just get this overwhelming emotion like, you should not be here right now.
Oh, not this again.
It's usually the ghosts that do that. Not the other way around.
I'm getting spooked, boys.
Are you sure you don't want to get help from your pseudo daughter?
I don't want her to help. What can she help me with?
You be on the right path?
I'm already here, though.
You enter the living room. And you suddenly, bits and pieces of memory begin flooding back to you. You look around, and you remember standing in the middle of this very living room as you were talking to your brother-in-law, when all of a sudden glass starts shattering, when all of a sudden wood starts splintering and cracking, you hear the door ripped free as you turn and see nothing but these massive claws come down on you. Suddenly you realize that you are standing in the middle of the living room once again, looking down at a bloody smear. How does that make you feel, Miles Bryce?
Worried.
Interestingly, there's only one bloody smear, at least here.
Huh. Is it mine? Wait, can I use fatalism on myself?
I'm not sure, but we'll say that it's a good bet that it's yours.
Okay.
As you look around in the living room, there is furniture thrown hither-tither. There is shit smashed and in a pile on the ground. And there is a clear path of destruction that leads from the living room around a corner into the kitchen.
I guess I'm going to follow it.
You follow it. The island in the center of the kitchen completely destroyed. Likewise, there is a... Oh, what do you call it? Like a door. I don't know why it took me so long to find a door. A door that leads to a staircase that leads down. I go full retard sometimes, guys. I'm sorry. Like, trying to come up with this off the seat of my pants is tough sometimes.
A wooden portcullis.
A portal that swings hither and yon to parts unknown.
With a handle on it.
So there's a door. Door, again. Torn almost neatly in half. It hangs on its hinges like dental floss. Leads down into the basement.
Oh. I don't want to go into... Xavier doesn't want to go into the basement. Miles is going to go into the basement.
It's oh, no. Guy. We lost Clive. Where are you, Clive? Come back. I don't have a second CAFCON logo to go around. He'll be back soon. At least it's just a white square. Anyway, please continue.
Yeah, Miles is going to follow it. See what's in the basement. This is where I need to go.
All right. You begin descending the stairs. That sort of dirty feeling that you felt when you entered the domain strengthens with each and every step down lower into the darkness. It is pitch black down here. Furthermore, there is this acrid, tangy scent in the air that's somewhere between like a really caustic chemical and raw sewage.
Caustic caramel cream?
What?
Well, there, but he's not there.
What are you talking about? I am there.
We lost you for a second.
Yeah, my internet went out.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, we got those rolling storms.
Oh, you guys been experiencing that too?
I mean, yeah, we're like down the street.
Yes, of course.
No, the next room, right?
Adam's up the street.
He's actually upstairs.
I'm the wizard. Or the no. Mage.
No. No. No cat. Oh, that's right. You got a fucking cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's right, Adam. Dig deep. Come on. You got gold to work with here. So what does Miles do as he descends down in this perfect darkness? This stink rising to meet him.
Can I identify this smell?
It is nothing you've ever smelled before.
Okay.
You're also not entirely certain if it exists in the Skinlands or the Shadowlands, which should give you an idea to its potency as most senses are muted across the Shroud.
That's pretty gross. Okay.
You're a fucking ghost. You can see in the dark. Never mind. Yeah, all wraiths get dark vision. I forgot.
But not vampires.
Because, you know, why would they need to see in the dark? That's stupid.
As you descend into the basement...
Mazzy, what are you accusing us of?
No, it's what he's accusing my brother-in-law. It's okay, I didn't like him anyways. The only reason I didn't shoot him is because I would have had to pay for the funeral.
As you descend further into the basement, you notice that everything looks... more or less as a basement should, minus damage here and there. There's a hot water heater. There's pipes that crisscross the...
crisscross.
I don't know whether to call it the floor or the roof, the ceiling. Most of it is largely empty. However, a panel of the wall towards the back has been pulled completely free and sort of lists on this cheap wallpaper. Much like the basement door did in the kitchen.
Oh. Well, I'll go see why it was ripped off.
You look beyond the panel, and there is... looks almost like a naturally dug tunnel of moved earth.
Hey.
That seems to dip Far below the house.
Does this look like it was made with, like, a machine? Or did someone... Or how old does this tunnel look, I should say?
Whew, that's going to require a roll. Let's call that intelligence. What would you like to use for that the most?
Damn it.
We could go with investigation. Do you have any particular aptitude for engineering?
No, so let's just go with investigation.
Okay. Go ahead and give me an... Intelligence science is a little broad for this.
You bought dice?
No. Two successes.
Adam, you have to tempt him into it. You gotta do better than need more dice. hey buddy, I got your dice.
You don't want to sell me death sticks.
You want to buy some death sticks?
You want me to sell you death sticks?
You want me to sell you death sticks?
Yeah.
How'd you do, X?
Two successes.
A while. At least a year or two, it looks like. At least.
This must be the way he your uncle let the kids out?
Not my uncle. Out?
I mean your brother-in-law.
Yeah, no, he was also my uncle then.
Hashtag not my uncle.
And I'd be more worried about being Giovanni. All right, I'm going to go get Anne and tell her I found a tunnel.
Okay. What does that mean? Now you want my help?
No, I don't want your help. You're going to follow me because I don't want to leave you here alone.
Okay. Okay, sure. I mean, hey, I wanted to go in there with you in the first place. This is works fine for me.
I had to make sure it was safe first.
Okay.
You don't want to die again, do you?
I'd rather not.
But David, now I know what happens then.
You can't die again. All right, we're gonna go into the tunnel.
All right. You begin. descending the tunnel, and the stink is pungent at this point. It is just in the face. As you are descending further and further, as to almost time just seems to peel away, the tunnel continues endlessly, and then it bottoms out.
God damn it.
It bottoms out, and then it expands into this wide cavern. And you can see that there is light in here. It's a very... It's just guttering embers, almost, of this very sickly green licking flames that seem to barely ignite with the omnipresent darkness. And scattered across the floor is these massive hulking forms that just seem to be collapsed down, twisted and mutilated. And they do not move.
Didn't know your brother-in-law was into this.
We always knew he was a closet furry.
I thought he was a werewolf.
Same thing. Okay.
Was that your jaw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'm gonna get a little closer. Being wary as to not wake anything.
Perception alertness, please.
Drop a candle.
Drop a candle.
Never that.
I remember that. I remember it didn't work.
Yeah.
Okay, that one is a dig at me. We were playing Pathfinder one time. This is one of the few times I actually got to play a character. I had a candle lit. And there was this giant fucking hole in the ground. I was like, okay, can we see what's down there? No. I dropped my candle.
I can't put him sleep him. Cool limp.
Funny that, he's begging you to shadow Adam. Begging you.
But I can't 40 sleep. I can't.
You can't 47 him? You can't hitman him?
40 and slip.
I guess I'm going to... Well, I got 3 successes on that.
That's a good.
Okay. It is still as a tomb in here. None of the shapes are moving at all. They're not breathing. They're not shifting. They don't... The fur that blankets them doesn't suddenly shift in a breeze. Nothing. It is utterly, completely still like the grave.
I'm gonna check what these masses are.
Okay. So you sort of get down and look at one. And this strange creature is probably about 9 feet tall, which Xavier would recognize as a Krenos form werewolf.
Holy shit.
Miles wouldn't.
He also wouldn't. They'd have to be Metis, right?
They would have to be Metis. Indeed, this one doesn't look like he was in the best shape. The black fur that covers him is splotchy and in patches. His ears are long, elongated, and look almost like bat wings. His skull oddly sits lopsided to one side. One eye is larger than the other, and a shoulder sort of seems to hunch in one direction. Next to him is what appears to be a full wolf. But this one, too, seems horrifically deformed. It's got no eyes whatsoever. Its body has these long scars that course from one end to the other and seems to glow green with the color of its innards.
Ew.
Well, with as dark as it is and there being wolves around, my first instinct is to build a fire. But...
Oh man, you're Liam Neeson trying to express your daughter.
I've never seen wolves this gross. Or this big. I assume you see some pretty big wolves.
Oofu?
I've triggered the light, shadow play, and shadow face.
Okay, you said a lot of things. What are you actually doing?
I was telling Cool Impa. I guess I was like thinking of doing Trick of the Light to have like his daughter's face in the werewolf.
That's a funny image. Yeah. It's like a full Krenos werewolf, but it's got his daughter's face.
It looks like a bad Photoshop.
Yeah, that's what I meant. No, that is goofy.
Because I think, well, you've already done that once. I think that might fool him on a person maybe one more time, but this time, I get the feeling they wouldn't really fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've already fooled me once. Now I'm second-guessing everything.
Yeah, can you tell this is real? Mr. Miles?
The dead wolves? I know what a dead wolf looks like. Thank you very much.
But these wolves are big.
Whoa. These wolves are big. Big things don't die.
I didn't know the voice in my head was Sherlock Holmes telling me more.
We are one of the same person.
Thank you. Though I think Sherlock Holmes is a higher than 3 intelligence.
He probably has a minimum of 5 in perception, wits, and intelligence, and probably a lot in medicine.
He probably has epic intelligence as well.
That is a Scion reference. Russo would appreciate that.
Alright. Well, these wolves are obviously deformed. I don't know if it's from massive amounts of inbreeding, which would have worse implications, I think. My brother-in-law has just been breeding awful, incestuous werewolves. Okay.
This is the dog fighting room you were looking for, right?
This is...
Nah, it wasn't me all along.
What do these things look like they were... I'm assuming they're not alive. What do they look like they were killed by?
Big fucking claws.
Mm-hmm.
Even bigger woof. Woof.
Ha 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 ha!
Oh. That one hits hard.
But oh, Adam is the nice cuddly shadow.
Can I summon my shadow as a persona and then beat the shit out of him?
Well, you need an evoker.
That's a wrong Wednesday stream.
Guess what I got?
Miles, how many times did they run a train on your daughter? Oh. And your wife?
Well, I'm going to let you know that these actually don't have penises, so probably not a whole lot.
But they still have long claws and fingers.
That's not what running a train is.
They do have penises. They're just not, they're shooting blanks.
Wait, so does Krenos have a penis or not?
Oh, okay, I see what you're talking about. No, I thought you meant because they're Metis, they don't have genitalia. So this is coming from a vague understanding of the werewolf storyteller. Actually, you know what? That's behind me. I don't have to be the weirdo. I can just read it off and then blame White Wolf circa 2000-something.
Because they said that it's a war form, so it doesn't have a penis. But then there's that flaw that if you're having sex, you might just go into Krenos form. But so what happens? Just get sucked back in? What?
Okay. That fell off my shelf.
Concrete.
I am unrepentant.
Yeah, see, Coolump, that's what I thought, too.
So I guess
if you have that flaw, whenever you're close to climaxing, you just stop. You can't. Because it's gone. And I guess you have a mental orgasm? Do you just nut inside your fur?
No, it makes you more angry. Wait, that's doubly worse if if you go Krenos and you're on the woman's side. Because then it just snaps shut.
I mean, yeah, the wolf does have a dick.
Continue, Shadow. I need time to look stuff up.
Yeah. Well, we can talk about how Jackie Chan on camera has stated that he likes horse porn.
When did that happen?
Well, that happened during the filming of Rush Hour 3. I'm going to let that one sink in for a minute.
Well, what did he actually say?
Alright, the story is actually because Jackie Chan doesn't speak English well at all. They mostly feed his lines phonetically to him. And in one scene in Rush Hour 3, he's talking to Chris Tucker's character that they should put on a dirty movie. I forget the exact context as to why. And then in the cut extras, they have a bunch of, or the cut outtakes, they have a bunch of, like, different things the character would have said. And one of them is the crew fed him the line, "I like the ones with the horse in them." There's also they got him to say he likes feet, hairy women.
Oh, my favorite tag.
Lesbian prison. But the one that stands out above them all was the horse porn.
All right, I can't fucking find Yeah, all right, I'm just gonna go.
How'd you know your wife wasn't a werewolf? Did you find out?
Actually, yeah, you're absolutely right. Voice in my head, I don't know that my wife was a werewolf.
Is that why she went on everywhere?
They'll probably explain how, like, the claw marks in my back weren't from torture, they were from her.
Or, what's it called?
Yeah, that's a good point, Coolimp. Adam, you are such a nice guy. You are such a nice guy that you just do not grok evil.
I'm too nice to be evil.
What does that say about the rest of us?
Well, right now I'm kind of AFK.
Oh, dude, I've always liked that. I've always liked Jackie Chan Yusuf. Ever since I was a little kid. What now? You're kind of AFK?
I mean, yeah, because...
That means you guys just know all people.
Josh isn't here. I can't... I can't do Wraith things. I can do half of the Wraith things. Alright, so... Does this lead anywhere else, or is it one exit, one entrance?
There are many branching tunnels. How many would you like to explore?
How many are there?
9.
There's 9? Alright. 9, 9, 9, 9. Alright, I'm gonna look at, Anne. I'll say, well...
Culture.
Split up, gang?
Let's split up. No, hell no.
I love you, Yusuf.
Make the spirit bomb.
You get all the furries. No, it's kidding. No.
Let's pick a path. We're going to do some investigating. All right, Anne, which one do you think we should go down?
So at this point, she is just agog at these horrible, misshapen creatures that she does not quite know what to make of. This is nothing she's ever seen.
Have you never seen a dead animal before?
These aren't animals. That thing is not an animal.
Well, it's got fur. And, I mean, sure, it's got some skin disease, but... Probably an animal.
Everything is a scientific explanation.
It's part lobster. You just keep going.
No, Xavier, you are an ex-member of the CIA. Claim it's a weather balloon.
Oh, God damn it. Okay, I understand that this might be a little unnerving, but I kind of need to find my daughter, so...
Do you make sure it'll last longer?
I mean, yes. I don't know how ghost pictures work.
Well, she has a camera. I don't know how it works either. I don't have a camera.
Shit, man. I don't know how technology works. I'm just the voice in your head.
Yeah, dude.
All right, so you go down the first tunnel.
Okay.
And we will go back to John Titus. So, John Titus... You are sitting in the back of the ambulance with Roy Fletcher, the man who just stole your engagement ring. And through your preternatural sense of where your fetters lie, you can almost feel the ring burning, effloresing in his shirt pocket. And you are unable to touch it.
Yes.
No matter how you try, though you are... Mere feet from it, mere feet from plucking it free as you once could, even a week ago. You are impotent to save yourself, to help yourself in this situation. How does that make you feel?
Does it make you...
Like, I guess, like, you're not useless, but like, yeah.
Do you feel worthless, perhaps?
Do you feel inadequate sometimes? Have you considered enhancements?
I feel like Adam, I guess. I can't finish anything. It's a...
I feel like Adam.
You know what, Adam, right here, buddy. Right here. Boom. Own it.
I feel like an Adam sometimes.
But, oh, man. Can we find that picture of fucking Fred from Scooby-Doo reading out magazines that's like
Trap Illustrated.
There you go. Fred loves traps.
Fred loves traps.
A man of culture. That's kidding.
I love those Photoshops. They're hilarious.
But Chaz, I'm going to use the Ulcery, I think, an assessment. The basic ability that I have.
You're going to use usury?
Yeah, usury.
Which one?
The assessment, just to see what his life is left.
All right, looking it up, looking it up, looking it up, looking it up.
Page 160.
Dude, you're awesome. Okay.
I believe it's 160.
Okay, Gabe reveals some level of a person's relative stamina, health, or corpus. Wounds appear as vivid black slashes in the person's form, and the observer can estimate their severity. The Wraith may also perceive life energy in a general specific area. So, perception usury, please. Difficulty 6.
Do you want to make sure successes?
You want to buy 6? Last time I did that, I got more failures, so no. I'm good.
Don't you want to just, you know, succeed for once?
I succeed multiple times, but I don't finish. I got you 4.
4. Okay. So as you turn on your assessment power, you can see his whole body is racked and crisscrossed by these deep black slashes. His rib cage is in pieces. A lung is collapsed. There's several fractures throughout his entire body, and he's actually bleeding internally as this ambulance is rushing him to the hospital. He is, health level-wise, he would be at crippled. But with the proper medical attention, he would survive.
Ooh. So he's going to get away with this.
With the proper medical attention.
I mean...
Nurse malpractice is rampant in America.
Well, he's going to get overcharged with the medical bill, but that's for sure.
He's going to get a heart attack.
Like, oh, medical bill!
Fucking playing the long game.
Are we already okay, like,
so
on the road?
Do you really want to kill him, though? Because he might become a Wraith.
Yeah, something. No, I don't want to do that.
Are we already where now?
That's why I don't want to kill him. I just want to make sure he's like just stays at this level of health, I guess. He's in his suffering. Either that or I'm like just. I don't know. They can't like write a. They can't write like I can't physically do anything like write a note on the ring. Deliver to the my girlfriend, or I'll just stay with him till the for the ride along for the or
till the very end.
Till the very end. Yeah,
because they're probably gonna have to strip him, right?
Yeah, they do.
I mean, they should strip him.
All right, so you stick on the ambulance. Whole way to the hospital. They get to the hospital, they wheel him off the ambulance through the emergency room right into emergency surgery as they're basically slicing him apart and... Or not him, but slicing his shirt up so they can actually look at the injuries and... They're rushing him into fucking treatment at this point.
Does the ring fall out whenever they're taking... When they're rushing it off?
What now?
Does the ring fall off while they're rushing it?
Not that easy.
It's never that easy. I mean, unless...
That'd be funny, Mezzy. Unless what, Tom? Continue.
Unless somebody comes and has a little bad luck.
I don't remember what that does...
Neither do I.
I don't remember what bad luck does.
But you should do it anyway.
Is that a thorn?
Yes.
Let's see. Fuck, I want to say thorns were on 144, but that's not the case. Adam, what page are the thorns on?
I'm pretty sure it was I can force them to reroll something at the expense of some of my angst. I think if I remember correctly.
172?
172, good shit, Adam.
Does that mean you could also make him succeed?
I guess.
For each angst point a shadow with bad luck spends, the Wraith player is forced to re-roll one die, Shadow Guide's choice. The use of bad luck does not have to be announced until the original roll has been made.
Roll. Wait, so at the expense of what?
So you can force somebody to re-roll a die for every point of angst you spend.
Temporary angst, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Permanent angst. I want to change into some shorts, but I don't have any nearby.
No boxers? A reach?
Adam, I don't wear underwear.
Swim shorts.
I feel like the whole chat just got way more than they bargained for.
Oh.
They will if he fucking can't find shorts.
For those of you who are unaware, it gets pretty warm in the summer. So, I opt out of my undies. The only reason I wear them to work is because I have holes in some of my pants and I don't want to show everybody my redwoods.
No, actually, Lynn Kriegis, everybody plays the shadow of a different player, is how it typically works in Wraith. So, Tom is in charge of Adam's shadow. Adam is in charge of Xavier's shadow. Xavier's in charge of Josh's shadow. And Josh is in charge of Tom's shadow, but I'm running Tom's shadow for him tonight as Josh is MIA.
And Cooler Road's me.
I like I'm telling you, Imp, it's in the storyteller's handbook somewhere. It's in the Q&A section, and so, I think somebody asked if, like, Krenos form has nipples or something, and it says because it's designed as a war form, because then they have to feed Metis. You know what? Look it up, dude. You can enrich us all right now.
I just like the idea that just out of the blue, just like, that's it? I'm looking up Krenos' penis. No one asked you to do that, but you can do it, dude.
Like it just fucking festered in his mind for a while.
Just do all your work for
you. Do you.
Cat's heroin-fueled energy. I don't know if I want the cat heroin. I remember that episode. I will drink some caffeine in your honor, however.
And, no, I actually have my wiener off to the side so it's not grinding up against the zipper.
Because you just don't mind sharing that, huh? I'm not saying you should, I'm genuinely curious. You're just like, yeah, my wiener's off to the side right now.
Well, I mean, actually, I don't think right now it can grind.
Okay, wait, hang on, let me write that down for the episode title. What was that? My wiener is off to the side to grind against my zipper.
The way I am now, no, it cannot do that. However, should I stand up? Maybe.
Perhaps. We have interesting streams.
That's one way to put it.
I like to think so. I think that's why these people come here. Not me talking about my wiener, but just like general fun stuff.
I mean, I'm sure somebody appreciates your wiener.
Unfortunately, sometimes we choose fun. Damnedest thing.
Yeah.
Guys, can you believe that someone complained at us about choosing the fun option?
Rather being the dark and brooding.
That is true. We did get a negative comment from somebody who is not pleased that we had a choice between dark and fun, and we chose fun.
Mazzy, I mean, that's how I want to be remembered, as the man who discovered that traps are not gay.
I think what we
the
need
crazy
to
crazy old man.
We need to ask DeviantArt.
That is a harsh dominate there, Lynn Kriegis. What about DeviantArt?
If Krenos have a penis.
Okay, well, furry porn is something totally different. Which has a strong following in the Werewolf the Apocalypse community. Surprisingly or unsurprisingly.
There's some overlap.
You think someone at the marketing department is like, there seems to be a strange influx of certain art with our werewolf crowd.
I just noticed because...
figure out the correlation.
Like, every once in a while in the Werewolf the Apocalypse group on Facebook, like, you'll see these artists start, like, posting and accepting commissions. And they're really good. They're really, really talented artists. It's all furry.
I know. That's what frustrates me about some artists, man. They're like, they're so good. Why do you use it for porn? And then I realize that's because money. You make so much fucking money off of it.
Yeah.
Damn it. Why is porn so lucrative?
Why do people like sex? Oh, okay. Where the fuck were we? I think we started talking about Xavier's wiener and the whole fucking thing went that way.
Okay, I don't want my wiener being associated with furries.
Too late. There's your...
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, there we go.
There's the title.
Ironically, you're the second member of CAFCON to yell at me for his wiener being included in a video after bringing it up.
Oh. You are the new... No.
And don't you say it.
No.
We're dumb.
A little bit. Alright, I think we were doing John Titus. John Titus was where we were, and you're all feeling helpless and useless because you can't get your ring out of his pocket, and he gets taken into the surgery room. What do you want to do?
Because you can't get his ring out of his butt.
The DeviantArt answer is 2. That is a... Well, good on him.
Okay, wait, so is it over and under or side by side?
Helix.
Ah, the corkscrew penis like a duck.
No, they're nipple cocks.
That's gross.
I don't know why that's a thing.
John Titus, what are you doing? Why the fuck do we have subscribers?
We're entertaining, I think, Chaz.
It really is a mystery at this point.
we love you guys. Thank you so much. Because without you, we'd just be the weird misanthropes doing this with ourselves.
Okay, that sounded weird. We're doing this whole nipple cuck thing with ourselves.
Don't tell me this doesn't happen at our table.
Yes, it does.
Lynn Kriegis, do you now see how we play Wraith without the... Without the dark and depressing tones.
With nipple cocks.
You keep doing that research there, Cool Imp. Society needs you. John Titus, what do you do?
We need you.
The world needs a better... I can't do anything.
Just like always.
Not always. I followed him here, didn't I?
Ooh, I followed him.
I'm fucking so showed him, Adam. Good shit.
Like, I guess...
Congratulations, you're emulating how you met your girlfriend.
Wait, what? She just woke up from surgery, just like, I don't remember who I am. You're just like, oh, it's okay, I'm your boyfriend.
Yeah, every once in a while, Mazzy, I'll think I'm inured to it, and then Xavier starts talking about nipple cocks.
Wait, I didn't bring up nipple cocks. I've been framed.
Adam, fake being a doctor again.
Yeah, I know. Like,
it's okay, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, beat me a blood bag. He's having cardiac arrest of the doctor here.
I'm sorry,
I'm gonna stick a finger in his foot.
Yeah. But I can't possess anybody, though. They can't see me. I can't do anything. I physically can't do anything. He says, like, waiting for Jax to come back. This way he can take the ring from me.
So what do you do? What does John Titus... How does not being able to do anything make you feel? Are you ashamed of that?
Are you angry? Frustrated, perhaps.
Aroused?
It's like, damn, Francis, stop being out with your boyfriend by now. He should be done by now, shouldn't he?
He goes back. No, they're still going at it.
They're still going at it.
They're rubbing penises. Not like rubbing each other's hands. We're rubbing each other's penis with the hands. They're just rubbing penises. It's like they're trying to start a fire.
Yeah, crossing swords.
No sword hand.
Guys, there are... We do talk a lot about dicks. I'm just saying, like... A psychologist might have something to say.
Because dicks are always funny.
Yeah, that's
true. Dicks are way funnier than vaginas.
It's true.
What do you do? John Titus. Faced with your own impotence and dwindling options.
Wait for Francis 2 months to come back from Italy, I guess. But that's, yeah.
Not an option.
I can wait all day, Chad.
Perhaps the storyteller will let the shadow take over. If he waits too long.
You know what? I'll allow it just to make something happen. Spend a point of temporary angst and roll your angst versus his willpower.
Lucas and Malkavian, that sounds awful. Okay, well, I'm sure somebody likes that.
Aaron Walker, hello and welcome.
Also, explain, how are vaginas hilarious?
Well, I guess when they queef.
Okay, no, that's never funny in the act.
I guess it's
what's your willpower?
5.
Fucking hell.
Come on, Tom. You can beat 5 successes, I know it. Or 4.
Oh, then what's the diff?
I think it's a standard 6.
Okay, so I need 4 successes?
It's either a 6 or a 7. You need to beat 4 successes.
You sure you wanted some help?
No, I got a negative. I botched.
Aha. Need help, Shadow?
You feeling okay?
Adam is determined to reverse the power dynamic in the relationship. All right, well... Tom botches, so I think maybe the shadow is actually quieted for a while.
Yep, that's very true.
Welp.
There are only certain jokes you can make about vaginas that won't get you kicked off Twitch. We are still here, somehow.
Well, because we've pointed out that vaginas aren't funny, but as far as actually making jokes... That in itself is not a joke.
So I repeat for about the 4th time, John Titus, waiting for Francis Dumas is not an option. You have no ability to physically interact with the scenario at hand. What is your course of action?
I guess whenever they're like cutting the shirt open, I'm gonna like force the doctor's hand to, like toward the pocket, like absorb a little bit of health.
With what? Without a very specific power, you cannot interact with the skin lance.
Like, with the... Well, I'm just gonna, like... I just do damage to myself. Let's heal the guy that's, the janitor a little bit. And then, just take some health away from the doctor.
Also, nipple cocks are the worst tag. Okay, they're not the worst. They're pretty bad, though.
Okay. So, if I understand you correctly, you're going to wing yourself for a point of corpus. You're going to lay hands on the old dude and heal him.
I'm gonna not heal him, but I guess I heal him at like 1 point,
I'm not gonna heal him, but kind of heal him. Oh, yeah, I'm healing him.
Yeah, heal him for 1 point, or whatever points I give him, and then you get me to the doctor. But like on his hand, forcing it toward the ring. I don't know if that's possible though, but yeah.
That is a hell of a shot.
Yeah.
You would basically have to, because again, it bruises, so you'd have to bruise him in exactly the right way to get him to swing.
Yeah.
Towards the ring. All right, so 2 points of corpus then. You're gonna wait. Well, no, actually, it's gonna be one. It's gonna boil. It's gonna equate out to one.
You should be used to rigging things up for the ring.
The process will be ours.
All right, and you're going to use charitable trust. So you're going to heal him 1 point?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Stamina usury. And you have to spend 1 pathos to use this power.
Yeah.
1 pathos?
Pedos?
Batos? Ducks? No. Corkscrew penises. Brought it back around.
What's the current health level?
In what direction?
He is at crippled.
The opposite way of the vagina.
So what's the difficulty then? Would it be difficulty 2?
Let's see. Difficulty equals subject's current corpus or health levels. Yeah, I guess so.
There is no 7, diff 7-3, or...
Diff 7-3? No, diff 73 would be impossible.
No, there's no diff 7, there's no 7 dice, diff 3, diff 2 rather. But
You know what, honestly, I don't think I ever expected us to reach a diff 2. Yep.
You just want to go with, if you have more dice in your pool than the difficulty, you just do it.
Yeah, but I need to know how much he does it. Just roll a diff 3 then. Roll a diff 3 and we'll count 2 successes.
Spending 1.
Look at that. All of them are successes.
He's back to fully healed now.
Okay, now here's the thing, Adam.
Yeah, he's back to...
You have to transfer 1 point of corpus for each one of those.
Oh yeah, shoot, shit. Then I'm still good.
Funny.
So how... No, wait. How many do you want to transfer? Or are you just gonna...
Oh, man, kill yourself off.
Power move. You'll never see it coming.
You'll never... just kill myself off. If I can't have the ring, nobody can. Poof. Well, I am full, but I'll see if I'm like you.
Oh, I am so sorry, Lynn Kriegis. Apparently you got caught by the auto mod feature.
You got caught.
Why
by
you?
Nazi.
Like everybody else, nipple cock was fine, but just
no,
the auto mod is like, I'm gonna have a nipple cock totem,
nipple
and that was over
limit
the line.
For this chat?
We're sorry that there's a fun police here. We try to shut it up.
You have to pay a DLC for this?
No. Well, no. I keep the auto mod on in case anybody like comes in and starts just like dropping N bombs or something. So we don't have to deal with that.
Nuclear?
Okay, so how many health levels are you transferring?
2 or 3.
3?
So that way if the doctor just slices them open, he doesn't die, hopefully.
Just kill him.
No, then he's gonna be hot me. He'll be my second shadow or third shadow. I don't know how many I have anymore.
He doesn't come back as your shadow. He might not like you, but what's he gonna do? You can punch the shit out of him.
You have seniority.
That's true. By like a day or two.
That could be a. Like, I don't know what happened, man. I don't know what killed you. It's like the dumb.
given to the dark side. I say as the player, not the shadow, since I'm not allowed to talk to you anymore.
Do it. Do it.
Something has to happen.
Yeah. Well, a lot of things happen.
Kill yourself, Adam. Or kill him. One or the other. That's the ultimatum.
But I'm giving him health, though.
Then give him all your health.
I can give him 6 dots of health, but I don't want to do that.
Do it.
But I don't want to.
I'm going to kill myself that way.
Yeah. Fucking power move.
He can't haunt you if you're dead.
Yeah. But I'm already dead.
I don't think filling your corpus will actually kill you. It will drop you into a harrowing, which could be worse. Which might kill you.
There you go, Adam. There's no downside to any of these actions.
Titus is going to kill this guy, and then Bryce is going to collect him into a D&D party. Yeah. Then Clive will fight him.
We're tying all the loose ends.
I'll give him 3 dots of health.
Three dots of health, okay. So underneath his bloodied shirt and his wounds are actually beginning to mend. His smashed lung reinflates. His shattered rib cage pieces back together.
Can't do it again.
Over and you take 3 points of corpus damage.
Yep.
He says, proud.
Like a champ.
Champs don't heal people. They do the opposite. They heal them for negative damage.
That's what I did. I healed myself for negative.
That's cheating, Adam. You can't do life steal in the ring.
They don't know that.
All right.
But then I'm also going to just go to the doctor then and just do on his hand the...
You're gonna do early withdrawal to heal yourself.
Yes.
Kill the doctor.
Kill the doctor. Do it.
Then I can be the doctor.
Oh, yeah. And this is how your Call of Cthulhu character got made.
Possess him like a demon.
All right. Manipulation usury.
I can't believe we've only been going for 1 or 2 hours now.
I know, right?
Why? Has it felt like forever?
A little bit.
What's the willpower of the doctor?
Let's see. Works long hours, gotta get through medical school. I feel like a doctor would be pretty solid. I'm gonna set him at an 8.
Okay, but what's his current willpower?
Yeah.
Good question.
Might have had to stay a few late nights.
It just says victim's willpower, so I'm assuming it means permanent.
No, whenever something goes against willpower, it's like almost always current.
Okay. Well, then we'll find out.
Next time. That's a... One.
Well, I rolled a 9, so he's at full at the moment.
Ah, he's over Willis. He's overflowing with will.
So it's a div 9?
Will.
No. He just has... Oh, well.
Willpower. Overflowing.
Yeah, so... Div 9, isn't it?
Div 8.
Yeah. Let's see what this does.
Wah,
wah, wah. Got one, but nope.
By the way, Tom, when he uses that power, you gain a temporary angst point.
Yay.
Shh. Voice all right. In the sky. Don't listen to him. Voice in the head.
You lay hands on the doctor, who is currently amazed as he's watching like these wounds emit back.
I am such a doctor.
Well, then, but now the doctor might think that it's, he's a vampire. Do experiments on him.
Oh, my God.
Plot twist. Oh yeah.
Healing health from the doctor failed, Adam. What are you gonna do?
I can try it again, but I don't know.
Alright, Tom, gain another point of temporary angst.
Sweet.
Roll it again.
Come on, Adam, I believe in you. I don't care if you succeed or not, but I mean...
So the doctor yelps in pain. Ah! As you grab his wrist and inflict bruises upon it.
Yep.
Okay, now... You are trying... Like a one in a million shot here. Now, what is the best way to resolve this, do you think, guys? Percentile roll? Should I have him, like, dex brawl and, like, aim it? I don't know how to do this.
So I want to say I feel like John Titus is experienced enough to know how to make people move when they're hurt. However, this isn't just punching, so...
Can I focus my catch run, Miles?
All right.
Yeah, see, violence doesn't solve everything. However, our shadows don't know that.
I'm going to give you...
I mean, our shadows don't even care about violence. It's just an end to the mean, or means to the ends. I don't know why I always reverse that statement.
I tell you what, give me Dexterity Medicine Difficulty 9 to hit him in just the right place to get him to jerk in just the right way to knock the ring out of the pocket.
Pocket launcher.
Come on, heart of the cards, the dice... The computer dice?
Botch, 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 botch.
He's killed the guy. I got two? Yeah.
Two successes. You slap his hand just the right way. He knocks the ring out of his top pocket. It clatters to the ground, which is stepped over and stomped on in the tumult of trying to get this guy to the operating room.
That's funny.
And you are left... In no different a situation than you found yourself. So the ring guy. Languishing in the dust on the tile.
Except a compulsive gambler doesn't have it.
Okay, yeah. Now what you do is you go and you hurt your girlfriend again, right? Yeah. And then she gets rushed to the hospital. And then you make the guy that's pushing the cart, you hurt him, he pushes her over, and she falls down and she sees the ring.
And snaps her neck.
Flawless plan. I like it. It's like a Carla Martino thing to do.
No. All right, Tom, we go back to you. So you and your two patrols are rushing through the streets. The bar guest leads you to an old, crumbling hotel, and it is just expelling its wrath upon the facade of the building. Helmsley sort of motions his team to go around the back of the hotel, while the bar guests and the squad begin sneaking through the front.
The dog squad.
Rawr.
Canine unit.
Ghost dog.
What Wait. Do you do at this point?
So, who's going where again?
Your team is being sent around the back to go in through the back way. They're going to sneak in through the front.
Wait, they're going to sneak in through the front and, like, you're going to ram through the back?
That's Bold a good move. I guess but I'll go ram in the back.
Just destroy the rear. As they slip in the front.
That's so stupid. We're going to sneak in the front. They'll never see it coming. No one expects that.
All right, so your team... begin sneaking in through the back. Would you give me a dex stealth, please?
That tag is called all the way through. Cool limp.
And when we don't have an ability, what does that do again?
Minus one die.
Minus one die. What diff again?
Six? Standard six.
Damn it. Two successes.
How do I... Fuck. There's a way to do a game master role that only I see. I forget how to do it.
Your own dice, Chess?
Yes, I could do that.
But that's not convoluted enough.
Look at Cool Ember. / MG roll.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Thanks. Oh, I put a space in there. That's what I did wrong. Fan-fucking-tastic. I appreciate that, Cool Imp. Alright. I tried ramming in the back and destroying the rear. My wife got angry. It's / GM roll. That's an interesting sentence back-to-back.
It's quite the narrative we're painting.
So, you have your weapon drawn, Clive.
Yes.
The others draw their weapon. Helmsley pulls a relic pistol out of his belt. MacArthur pulls a relic pistol. You begin sneaking through the dust-choked, basically a staff entrance of the hotel that leads through a kitchen. When all of a sudden, this piercing scream just sort of tears through the air, and you can hear this series, this chorus of horrific moans. Just fading in and out of the background, melding with the silence, and then all of a sudden rising to a crescendo.
Did we walk into a set of a porno?
Maybe.
Where's
the penis has been ruled. No penis.
Man, woman, or man?
Okay, then.
It has been discovered.
I'll go towards whatever the crescendo sound of the lascivious moans you are mentioning.
Okay. Helmsley charges forward, kicks in the door. On the other side of this large banquet hall, you can see the other team sort of coming in with their bar guests. You basically, in the center of the room, have caught these four people. Three of them look like they might be younger sort of street kids, maybe the kind that you didn't quite get along so well with. In a little 5 points. One of them is like this older mid-30s fucking nerd with like this really thinning hairline and these beady little glasses that sort of looks and his eyes dart around in surprise. There's this massive yawning hole in the center of the floor that is just streaming specters left and right that begin to circle around them. And between the four figures, they seem to be holding some unfortunate brand new wraith, clad in soul steel chains as they're just about to hurl them into the abyss. And I would like an initiative roll from you, please, sir.
Doo-loo-loo.
What's my plus?
All right, Clive, your only way to save him is to throw your sword impaling him into the wall.
You bring up an excellent point.
I'm not your sword hand, though.
I know. I am trying to do
the... Am I your sword brain?
Yay!
Oh my god.
And I have myself no pencil, so we are going high tech on this one. How did you do, Clive?
Oh, I got 6.
No, that is that plus. Oh, yeah, you did do the plus dex wits. Okay, Clive with a 6. Your fellow NPCs, they got themselves a 11.
It's because of my cool cape. Shut up.
And the bad guy has got a 15.
Wait, I thought it was a cloak.
Well, yeah. Shut up.
Oh, I guess I should roll for specters too, shouldn't I? Spectres, go. Well, your guys are going first before the Spectres.
Yay. I doubt it.
Alright, so this beady-eyed fucking nerd basically hoists up this wraith in the chains and hurls it into this yawning fucking portal opening up in the bottom of the floor, looking very much like the one that you found in the blue crystal when you rescued Ellie. And they just sort of plummet. After that, they sort of break and begin running up these sweeping stairs that go up the center of the ballroom and split. Your allies will give chase. As this happens, four Nephrax sort of descend on the group of legionnaires, and one of them heads directly for you. And I need to pull one out of here, because that is where I find the bad guys.
That was a sweet song.
Oh wait, fuck Nephrax. Those guys aren't built for combat, I remember that. Doppelgangers. Shades were a little too strong last time.
Reggie's, I'll say goodbye to you, even if no one else will.
The book hug for life?
Huh, Mortrite. Sounds interesting. Alright, so this horrible, ragged, floating creature swoops down on you with these claws extended.
Am I going first?
No. I'm making an attack roll, so that's 4 to hit, 3 plus 3, so 6 dice for damage. Roll to soak.
Let's see.
Alright, so you take one level of corpus, and it is your turn.
I shall retaliate.
Retaliate, good sir.
Doo-doo-loo.
All right, later, Lynn Kriegis. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
God damn it.
Wah. Ooh. At which point you hear that voice in the back of your head again. Well, did you miss, Clive?
No.
That's unfortunate. I thought you were going to prove your worth to me.
Prove my worth to everyone, and I didn't miss.
You know what, Clive? I am so sorry. How could I be so foolish? You are proving your worth. You're showing everyone here what you're worth.
Thanks for seeing my side.
I struck the floor. Can't you see?
No, thanks. Oh, gee, thanks.
How did the logo get moved? Did I do that?
We sure as shit can't.
Gotta square that up for the branding, goddammit.
Link reaches, what do you want to know? Are you a cop?
We are from the far-off land of West Texas. Just look at a map of Texas. Go as far west as physically possible.
You're what?
And that's where we are.
All right. Miles Bryce.
Oh.
You,
back to the Taken Gray.
What now?
Nothing.
I legitimately did not hear what you said.
Oh, so back to the Taken Gray.
Oh, okay, I know. I get the reference. You're Liam Neeson. Really, you didn't want to work in a Phantom Menace there, being a ghost?
But I haven't learned how to control it yet. So I can't tell an old green person to go set a library on fire. Fucking senile ass Yoda. Anyways.
Alright, so you travel down the first tunnel. It terminates in a much smaller cavern that seems to be dominated by a crude wooden 10. Meant to fence in several young wolves similarly deformed, and most of them smashed to bits, clawed to ribbons, their necks snapped or completely decapitated. Yeah. Later, Linkrigus.
I know what to expect, Linkrigus. Your officer, Hank.
Masturbates in front of camera. Anyways. Well, I'll look at Anne. I'll say, what do you make of this?
She kind of stammers a bit. A fucking dog fighting ring? I don't know. Who knows what the fuck those monsters out there are doing with these things? Oh, your daughter's baby daddy.
Well, looking at...
no child support, dude. Oh, high five.
Well, these look like similar to the other wolves that we found earlier.
They're much younger, however. Pups.
I'm explaining that to her.
Oh, okay.
So we can assume this is their children and somebody wanted them dead.
Was it you? I don't want to be a grandfather yet.
Whoa, okay.
I've already expressed my distaste for red talons. But then I don't also want them to be get a Fenris. So gotta find a nice middle ground, like Fianna. A nice Fianna boy. But no red talons, no get a Fenris, no Uktena, no Wendigo.
Lehri?
That is a damn good point. He put you on Team B back in the Anarch game. This is your chance for revenge.
Does that think I put myself on B team?
Yeah, there we go.
That is an oddly submissive mentality for you, Adam.
Also, I got put on B team, if you recall.
When the fuck did that happen?
The cemetery?
Good morning, Vassal. We missed you.
Ohayo, Mina-san.
God damn it, I had enough of that.
Have you ever done anything yet to the Tama?
What happened, Tom?
I don't want
to. I am so sorry, buddy. Hey, everything we post goes up on YouTube, dude. If you need sleep, get some sleep.
Or if you want to do a line of cocaine to watch them all, that's also cool. So, I'm flattered, but.
You're thinking about your waifu.
I have to say I'm currently not interested in a long distance relationship. I know, right? Like cocaine is stupid expensive. It's almost not worth it.
Hey, no reason to apologize, Vassal. We're just happy you're here in the first place.
Okay, well, I'm sure Liam Neeson would be flattered, but I think he's in a committed relationship.
But they keep getting taken away, though, so who knows?
All right. Well, I guess I'll... I mean, there's nothing else here, right?
It doesn't seem to be, just much more gore.
Just dead
so you...
puppies.
Okay. Yeah.
Going back. Going to the next one.
You continue on down the second tunnel, which terminates in a much larger cavern. Oh, yeah, sorry, Vassal. We fired Josh. It turns out he was a real asshole, so we got rid of him. I'm kidding. I'm fucking kidding.
That's what happened to Omar.
He's in Italy right now, dude.
Some of you are probably wondering, who's Omar? Well, we don't talk about him.
For obvious reasons.
Now, I do not have a bad thing on Earth to say about Josh. That dude is so cool, and I don't think I have to list his contributions. Yeah, no, he is visiting family in Italy. So he will be back in time for the next stream.
And no, he actually does. He's not. His family's not actually from Italy. His family just happens to be in Italy. I don't know if you noticed by his skin tone, but
oh, I want to make a joke, but it would piss him off so much, and I've already.
Want to make a joke, but he is not a Giovanni. I think stereotypically he'd be a Bruja.
That does track, yes.
However, he'd be a Bruja on the path of Entelechy, so.
What a dumb name. I'm sure it actually means something, but it sounds so stupid.
Bruja? Yeah, it means bad.
Alright. You continue down the second tunnel. This one much stranger than the first. Still strewn with more deformed wolf bodies. Eventually, about midway down, you come to what appears to be a human. But his left arm is completely distended, twisted in strange directions, and it seems to have two joints. One at the elbow and one about mid-forearm. Oversized, ending in hook-like claws. As you continue on past him, you reach a room that you're not quite sure what to make of. It looks almost like some kind of dungeon. There are shackles bolted to the walls. There are...
You let your daughter live with this with creep?
Basically, what looks like multiple sacrificial altars, but there's no blood to stain them.
And voice in my head. I didn't let her live here. She lived in the dorms for a reason. And I was keeping track of her for the most part until I died.
And in one corner of the room, still shackled, appears to be a dismembered corpse ripped from the inside out. No trace of clothing, however.
What kind of corpse is it?
What do you mean?
Age, build, race...
This one's really destroyed. We're gonna need a intelligence medicine.
Did you watch her every night?
That would be creepy. That is creepy.
Yeah.
Wow.
If I wasn't doing it personally, I unlawfully dedicated agency resources to that.
Is that why there's cameras in the room?
Yeah. I mean, in the dorms, yes. But not here. Though, I should have made sure. I have a dot of medicine. One success. Just
okay.
One.
So, this does appear to be a woman. Mm-hmm. At least from what you can tell, because again... we froze again. Hopefully everything's alright. We'll come back in a second.
Looked fine on from what I see.
Really? Okay, well, I mean, because it takes a second to catch up. Alright. So, it does look like a woman, because, again, everything from about... Well, I guess you'd be able to tell it's a woman, because everything from about the hairline to waist is completely gone. Completely flayed of skin, just bone and muscle and cracked ribs. As its barely connected arms hanging by dental floss and tissue dangle in the shackles on the wall. But what's left of the skin does not look like your daughter.
Anymore.
Well, no, she would have known how to get out of these shackles. I mean, she should have.
What if you liked it, though?
Adam, see, this is the part where you as the shadow go, why? Did you teach her?
Did I teach her how to get out of shackles? Yes. I absolutely did.
How many times did you put her in them?
Now, it wasn't intentional, though. I wanted her to stop grabbing shit and so I shackled her up, but she learned how to get out of them on her own.
So you're saying to the camera, to the, you were saying that you shackled your daughter to keep her in line?
Yes.
Take a seat.
You can basically assume that this corpse does not belong to your daughter.
And what about the one of the man?
Not your daughter either.
Also doesn't.
Yes, the one of the man is your daughter. You know what about him?
Is there any sort of identification on him? Like not his wallet or anything, but like any marks, tattoos.
Is it your daughter's tattoo name?
Not anything that would be overly distinctive to you.
Haha. I gave her a stupid spelled name on purpose, just for that reason. So you can't make it look like another name if you want a tattoo over it.
Okay, no. He does not have your daughter's name tattooed on him.
Well, you can't tell from the body ripped in half, right?
No, this isn't this is the mangled one. Yeah. Right, so nothing on this guy?
I didn't say that. There's probably like some basic, you know, skulls and stuff, faded, maybe some old like Navy tattoos. Nothing overly distinctive or that mark him as part of a group.
Except the Navy tattoos?
Okay, that. But I mean, like, not part of a gang or anything.
Okay.
He's part of the biggest gang of all.
Alright, well, next question. How old are the Navy tattoos?
I tell you what.
We have, like, three different genres going on in this fucking chronicle right now.
How so?
We got action on my end, fucking detective story on Xavier's end, and just a depressed fuck on Adam's end.
Yeah.
I'd say that's all in line with World of Darkness.
I mean, anything's in line with World of Darkness.
Xavier, give me a percentile roll, please, and knock 30% off your dice. So I'm giving you a bonus here.
17.
I'm not saying it's a negative thing. It's just funny how that worked out.
I see, that's a one.
I rolled a fucking one. The universe just decided to shit down your neck, sir.
Well, there's nothing here. Moving on.
How's your pseudo-gutter doing?
My pseudo-gutter?
Yes.
I think you're talking about Anne. She's not my pseudo-daughter.
She's
my real daughter.
The remainder of the tunnels seem to snake around, twist, going over and under one another. They lead through many different places. The rock seems scarred with some kind of fire here. The rock of the tunnel, yes.
Some kind of fire?
By some kind of fire. And again, you have seen this sickly green flame, not in the Shadowlands, gutter on the Skinland side of the Shroud. There, every once in a while, there are these deep rents caved into the floor of the tunnel, which you can easily move about, but as you look down, they seem to be filled and gurgling with this deep green, viscous liquid. You're taken through chambers which seem to reek of wet dog and is littered with more deformed corpses, more horribly malformed and mutated human beings. More of the same kind of horror show that the rest of the area has displayed.
At this point, I'm pretty impressed.
And then you see one thing that stands out above all the others. There is the corpse of a man who seemed to have once been very well dressed. I mean, suit, whole nine yards before being completely ripped to shreds.
Oh.
And in one hand, he holds reflecting in the pale, sickly green of the flames, a silver sword.
Can I pick up this sword?
You can. Actually, no, wait, you're a ghost. Nope, sorry.
No, I was like, yes.
Sword hand.
I can challenge that. Sword hand.
But now we can have a gun hand and a sword hand.
Okay. Can I use fatalism on this?
You absolutely can. That is fatalism 1 death sight, yes?
Yes.
Looking for powers. Looking for powers! Oh, fatal vision. Perception fatalism. Each success offers greater insight into the person's manner of death. If a wraith uses fatal vision just before an interpretation, each success in the fatal vision roll adds a die. Okay, well.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that for. Perception, right?
Yes. Perception, fatalism.
Ooh.
It's actually 3 successes.
Yep. Oh.
Okay.
You don't need help, Damon?
No. I'll never need your help. I don't need anybody. I can do it on my own.
I will
need But your daughter needs help.
She does. And I'm going to be the one to help her.
I will never forgive you, Shadow. I will never be your friend. And I will hate you for the rest of my life.
That one time Batman
was my that anger? Is he?
You sort of gaze down at the corpse and focus. And the death marks spindle out from him until it completely blocks out your entire vision, and then vision returns. And it's almost as if you're watching someone play like a third-person video game. You're following behind this person as he is running full tilt towards the house. He grabs his tie, throws it to the ground, and pulls this shining silver sword from his belt as he's following these huge lumbering shadows. You can hear the crunches and the violence of basically the destruction going on to the house. He rushes into the house, and there are these enormous 9-foot-tall pure silver werewolves basically rampaging through the living room, through the kitchen, crashing down through the basement. They rip open the side panel of the wall and burst down through the tunnel. On the other side, they are met with these horrible deformed wolves and these twisted, horrible looking humans that twist themselves into very similar looking Krynos werewolves. A great battle ensues. The guy with the sword that you are following, you see him shift into a half man, half wolf hybrid. He brings the sword up and plunges it into one of the Krynos wolves, which shrieks and falls to the ground. This black, stinking Icarus blood pooling on the ground as he charges through another tunnel, with another giant loping werewolf at his side, crashing into 2 more of these horrible deformed werewolves. He plants his blade into one of them until a massive claw swings around and basically tears his stomach from his midsection. He continues fighting against all odds. He picks himself back up, goes back, cuts down the werewolf that basically tore a chunk out of him, brings his sword around again until another set of jaws snaps over his back, lifts him from the ground, and throws him into the dirt when things go black. And the spindles of the death mark begin to recede. You are laying at the body in much the same position as you saw it in your vision, the silver sword glimmering in his...
Okay. So I can assume this wasn't incidental and there was very much a hunted thing. Well...
I will give you a perception alertness, please. Oh, yeah, good call, Cool Imp. How does that make you feel, Xavier?
Three successes and... Wait, what does it make me feel?
What does it make you feel?
In the vision, yeah.
In the vision?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see my daughter in any of them, so... Slightly relieved.
But are you... Are you scared, boy?
Are you scared, boy?
Are you scared? No, what am I gonna do, die again?
Yeah. So silver hurts everything, bro.
Does not work on ghosts.
Yeah.
Since you specified that you were looking for tattoos of and particular markings, this gentleman does have one. On his back shoulder, you can see from the displaced suit, this tattoo looks sort of like a spade, as in, you know, like suit David? Of card spade?
Yeah.
With a number 3 next to it.
Hmm. That's a strange gang, but I guess if they're purifying the furry community, they can't be all that bad.
I will give you intelligent investigation to determine the nature of that tattoo. Thank you, my darling.
It was a mistake as a 16-year-old? No.
Two successes.
That tattoo is basically signifies the Russian mafia of Atlanta.
Those sons of a bitches.
Did you know that there was Russian mafia in Atlanta when you took that flaw? Or did you were you like that? No fucking way this is ever gonna be a thing. Motorhead.
No.
Good reference, Mazzy.
He's dead.
Well, now...
You plan to fight these
old ones? I've got mixed feelings, right? Like, they killed the really gross furries, but now we have Russian furries.
Is that your boss? Is that the one you answer to?
The only boss I answer to is America. I'm dead now. But I don't have a boss anymore.
America's forsaking you, man.
Let's see. What am I going to do now? Well, I mean, now I've got even more reason to press on, right? Because now they're going to be torturing with furries.
That's the guy that got your daughter through tuition. You got
to see
college.
Damn, call me furries.
you explore the rest of this twisting tunnel-less, that's not a word, but twisting compound. You find, the evidence you find is much of the same, but your daughter does not appear to be here.
Damn, your daughter's in another castle.
American furries first.
The Fairy Force. Is the squirrel one? Does this cavern lead anywhere?
The Bat Cave.
I hope Adam West was buried in the Bat Cave.
I do too.
Let's see, by rights, it probably should, but if we go that direction, then we'll be here all night and Miles Bryce will probably get killed. So we'll say that there's a probably a collapsed tunnel that you run into at some point.
But he's already dead.
All right, well, I guess we're leaving. Nani?
You came with no information on your daughter, though. Other than she's not here.
Well, I know she's not here.
What a good waste of time.
You know what, voice in my head? You can be a real jerk sometimes.
But how does that make you feel?
I mean, I know that it wasn't a waste of time. If you feel that way, I don't know what to tell you. I've now found out that there's Russian mafia.
And they're why are they wolves, though?
Because Russians and Germans love wolves. I don't know, man.
They're supposed to be bears, though, for the Russians.
They are bears, but they like wolves. Come on, Adam. All right. Well, I got a lot of questions.
No answers. You left that place with more answers, more questions than you have answers.
I mean, yeah, it's part of an investigation.
Miles finds a chest, and inside is a single can of shark repellent. In a helicopter.
I love Adam West Batman. Remember that scene that a dolphin took a fucking Joker torpedo for him?
Yeah, dude, the fucking, like, and didn't he, like, give it some kind of, like, soliloquy or, like, a monologue? Like, we must honor the great sacrifice that creature made for truth and justice.
It died so we can live. Didn't even show the dolphin at all. It just implied it happened.
Oh, my God, I love that movie so much. I saw that when I was, I think I was maybe, like, 9 years old, and I loved Batman. Like, Batman was my shit. It was my crack back in the day. And even at 9 years old, I laughed my fucking ass off watching that movie, and I loved every minute of it. Plus, Adam West's Batman is just fun. It is just fun with the cockamamie bullshit he comes up with.
Batman.
All right. Oh, X, didn't you say that there's another fucking Adam West animated movie coming out?
I think it's already out, actually.
Oh, shit. I gotta check that out.
The one where William Shatner plays Two-Face? Yeah, that one should already be out.
Why do I miss all the best things in life? What were you going to say, Tom?
I didn't say anything.
Oh. Okay. Well, fuck me then.
Well, I guess let's move on.
Okay.
But how's your pseudo-daughter feeling about this?
How's my daughter feeling about this?
Your pseudo-daughter? Anne? Your Anne?
I don't know. How is Anne doing? Charlie?
I'm sorry, what now?
How's Anne doing?
Oh, you're asking me that? Oh, Anne. Your daughter's name is Michaela. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Cognitive disconnect for a second. How is she doing? What a wonderful question. So she, like I said, she's been mostly agog looking at this display of gore. At the same time, her introduction to the Shadowlands was during a fucking Spectre attack. So she's already seen a lot of horrible monsters and things she did not expect to encounter. Noticeably shaken, quite disturbed, but soldiering on, I suppose, is the fairest way to say it.
Can I still talk to her shadow? Just kidding. I don't want to do that.
I'm more concerned at the fact that there's werewolves in Atlanta. Nobody done anything about that.
Because it was your job, in London. Miles.
I didn't know there was werewolves.
It's supposed to be werewolves. You're supposed to keep the immigrants out.
I'm not Border Patrol, sir.
But you're fighting for America, don't you? Don't you want to keep America's ideals? Ideals?
Yeah.
Ideals?
Ideals, yeah.
Ideals?
Ideals.
Adios.
Adios?
Adios. American government has been influenced by Mexicans. Mexicans. They're south of the border. Border. There's multiple border crossings in Europe. This conspiracy goes deeper than we originally thought.
Like the things at the ends of shoelaces. Okay.
Alright, so at this point it is nearly midnight. We usually spend a couple minutes farting around anyway. So I am going to go ahead and call it there. We actually had some pretty interesting story developments. So Tom, you are now locked in combat in your first patrol.
Yeah.
Miles Bryce has some interesting new information regarding his extended family. And John Titus, has he resolved his problem? Has he changed his problem? Well, how will this play out? Only time will tell, but for damn sure Adam has 2 weeks now to figure out what the fuck to do. So, as is tradition around these parts, I ask you, chat, and players, who gets the bonus Michaela. XP? Michaela?
You're a horrible father, Miles Bryce.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see someone get a tattoo of that.
Like, did you have a stroke while you were writing this? Our tattoo bonus? Yeah.
All right, bonus XP. I got to give it to John Titus.
Okay.
What? Give it to the bad dad.
One for Adam, one for Miles.
I'm such a bad daddy.
Cool Imp, I'm going to end up with a stack of XP that I cannot use. I appreciate the gesture, and thank you that my shadow play meets your very high standards, but vote anyway, Vassal. You are here. You get to vote. Who did you enjoy the most in the couple minutes you were here?
You can vote for yourself like I do. Just kidding.
Adam, are you going to vote for yourself?
No.
I'm going to vote for Josh.
Yeah, for Mickey.
Fuck it, I'll count it. One for Josh. Adam, where's your vote going?
Vasil, it doesn't matter if you can justify why you want to give this XP to someone. Clearly, it doesn't mean anything, as Adam likes to vote for himself anyway.
For being a dick to Anne.
Okay.
Miles, yeah. Disease. The good bad dad.
I think that's four for Xavier and two for Josh and one for Adam. By my count.
Yay, I get no votes. Nobody like me.
Okay. 3 experience for everybody. Xavier gets 4.
Yay. So, Chaz. About my secondary thing, or my secondary arcanoi. I took an habit, but okay. I took the wrong inhabit. No, that's not true. I took the inhabit from the Artificer's book.
Okay.
And so that has different powers.
Yes, it does.
What wasn't being lied to me? I'm confused.
So can I use that inhabit?
Sure.
In which case, I'm going to put it up to 4.
Go for it.
For reference, it's the new arts.
Which one? What is it called?
Inhabit.
Okay, well, look, as long as you have a copy of the rules to read to me when I have to ask.
All right.
Then we're good. Any you guys want to spend XP in any particular way?
Yeah, I'm gonna put one more dot in. The one power used.
How much XP did we get? Also, Lemon Pez.
3.
Yusuf, you're just confusing me. I'm going to spend 20 experience and up
and
my strength.
I'll have you know, Cool Imp, that he hasn't had his sex drive for like 20 years.
Is that why his wife was cheating on him?
No, I think she died before she could.
Oh, man, are you talking about Pyros? I fucking love that fucker. He's such a dumbass. But no, he's not.
That one guy was blown up.
Hey, have a good day at work, Cool Imp Man. I feel for you, buddy. Those call centers are not fun. I've been there, done that.
Yusuf, that is absolutely correct, but we're not allowed to say that.
Our NSA guy will get mad. We're cool, right, NSA guy?
Because he'd get jealous, like, we have cool sex parties, too.
We don't need to talk about it. We all hear each other's.
I love how over the top Pyros is in GU. He went from being a solid 8 out of 10 for crazy to fucking 15 out of 10. It was great. He got his own theme song.
We're so shitty and bad. I love that cool info.
Oh, speaking of .hack, which was one of the choices for streaming, Tom, do you have any idea when you might be able to get the Persona on? I'm just curious. No pressure, buddy.
I was probably going to do it next week and just, do every episode shortly after or before the next stream.
Okay. Sure, that'll work just fine.
Is that way you can catch up?
Yeah.
She's like, oh man, what happened? All right. Bad decisions.
Okay. Then, real quick. If you're watching on Twitch, please follow. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe. If you really, really like us, we have a Patreon down there. Maybe check it out. Even if you really don't want to give us any money, that's cool too. Maybe check it out because I've kind of been using it as the CAFCON blog. So a lot of stuff that I'm thinking about doing and a lot of stuff that I try to solicit feedback, that is my main way of trying to reach a crowd en masse until we get a community tab on the... You want Adam to read DC by Night, the source book? Why?
You want to read? I'll never finish that.
Light emitting diode.
Anyway, you guys, whether you're watching us on YouTube, whether you're listening to us on SoundCloud, whether you're here with us on Twitch, we super appreciate you guys. There would be no reason for us to do this without you. So, and getting to interact with you guys is one of the highlights of my week. I've said it before, I'll say it 100 times again. You guys are awesome.
And you're the real MVP.
Yeah, true story.
I love the table.
That sounds so lame.
Okay, are you talking about, that one character that was, a hooker that got gang raped?
Wait, what?
What the fuck are we talking about? Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Velvet in DC by Night. I think she's a Bruja. She was a hooker that got violently gang raped one night. And then she got embraced after her sire basically killed all of her rapists and brought her back to life.
Oh, well, see, it's not so bad.
Is it happy ending?
That's a great way. That's a CAFCON way to end a video, I guess. Oh God, no, it's not. I don't want CAFCON to be synonymous with rape. I'm okay with a lot of stuff.
I don't want my wiener associated with furries, but you know what?
You can't always get what you want, Chaz.
Can I get a little bit of what I want? Can we not be that?
Chaz Carlo Martino should have with sucky balls or penis.
Sucky balls and or penis.
Okay, Yusuf, what part of DC by Night did you want Adam to read?
All of it.
If it's funny, I will consider it.
All of it.
We'll be there all night with all my stutters, but yeah.
That would be an exceptionally dry read, especially once you got to the character profile.
Light emitting diode.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we was just having a proper laugh.
I mean, really, if you want Adam to read face. A deplorable source book for an Imaginarium, I've got Berlin by Night. I mean, that one has literal Nazis in it. Who was it, Heinrich Himmler that they started up?
Nazi zombies?
Montreal by Night. Holy shit. I don't know if that's honestly funnier or just whacked out, but,
That place is pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Montreal, yeah. It's in Canada.
Were you Yusuf?
Well, I mean, it's also the Sabbat one. And, you remember that idea that you had for your Sabbat character, Xavier? Somebody had that before you.
See? So it's not. There's a precedent.
There is a precedent. Nobody wants to watch you repeat the precedent.
Well, we'll let them decide.
That'd be a cover at Xavier. Like we know what.
Good night, all you wonderful people. We are endlessly thankful for you. Be out.